Unit 2. Extra Listening. Page 21. Careers Day. You are going to hear a speaker at a school careers day talking about employment in the hotel and food industry. Listen and choose the correct answer.
And thank you, Mr. Gibson, for that interesting information on careers in banking. And now, before we take a break for lunch, we've got one more guest, Ms. Christine Landon, the head of personnel at the Mayfield Hotel Group, who's here to tell us about the hotel industry. Christine, thank you so much for coming to our Careers Day.
It's my pleasure to help you out today, but I also hope you can help me.
What do you mean?
Well, the hospitality industry, of which hotels are a part, is growing extremely rapidly, all around the world and here in the UK as well. And we need to encourage more people to consider careers in this field in order to allow us to continue to expand.
I thought that hospitality industry was just another term for hotels and other types of accommodation. Yet you've just said that hotels are part of the hospitality industry.
Yes, that's right. The hospitality industry also includes restaurants, pubs, clubs, bars, and contract catering companies.
What are contract catering companies?
Those are companies that provide food to institutions such as schools and hospitals.
Well, I'm certainly learning a few new facts today. Now, I know your speciality is the hotel sector, but have you got any idea how many people work in the UK hospitality industry?
I believe the figure is around 1.8 million people. Of that total, I think about 900,000 work in pubs, clubs, and bars, and another 500,000 or so are employed by restaurants.
And of that 1.8 million people employed in the hospitality industry, how many actually work in hotels?
Well, according to a recent survey, approximately 250,000 people work in UK hotels today.
A quarter of a million people? That's incredible. Have you got any idea how many hotels there are?
Yes, there are about 48,000 hotels here. That number includes everything, from small, family-owned country inns to the large chain hotels such as the Hilton and the Mayfield.
48,000. I'd never have guessed the number was so high, or that about 250,000 people worked in hotels.
Yes, but believe it or not, we still need more qualified workers. I want young people to know that there are fantastic opportunities in hotel work, and that there's a great need for motivated and talented employees.
What types of people are hotels looking for?
Well, we definitely want workers with good people skills, especially for what we call the front office jobs, those that require interacting with the public, such as reception desk clerks, the concierge staff, and the staff that arranges special events and conferences. Usually, we also require that these staff members have knowledge of at least one language in addition to English. We also look for people who are flexible, patient, organized, and can problem solve quickly and creatively so they can respond well to a crisis or unusual situation.
Is a university degree necessary for all the front office jobs?
No, not really. University degrees or professional training are, of course, usually required for the back office positions, such as those in the accounts and purchasing departments, as well as in my own department of personnel. But degrees aren't necessarily of great importance for the front office staff. Many people in those positions begin as junior staff or trainees and receive on-the-job training at the hotel.
There are universities that offer degree programs in hotel management, aren't there?
Yes, and those programs are excellent. But even people who have got degrees in hotel management often begin in junior positions. What's more, most of the large hotels require that potential managers first serve quite a bit of time in a variety of capacities in virtually every department of the hotel, from housekeeping to the reception desk. So they've got knowledge of how every part of the hotel operates. There's simply no substitute for practical experience.
Could someone who begins as, say, a reception desk clerk realistically aspire to enter management?
Absolutely. At Mayfield, and we're not the only hotel chain who does this, we often promote from within and recruit management staff from the various departments. For example, the current general manager of our hotel in Manchester began as a junior reception desk clerk, working at nights. And the manager of the housekeeping department at one of our Mayfield hotels here in London began by doing a summer job as a cleaner in that same hotel. That developed into a full-time job, and she was gradually promoted, sent on courses in accountancy and management, promoted again, and eventually became the department manager. And they're certainly not the only ones.
Now, you told me earlier that you needed some help today.
I do indeed. If anyone here is interested in a summer job with us, I'd be delighted to speak to you during the lunch break. Our hotels are fully booked for the summer, and we urgently need additional cleaners, waiters, and people to work at the information desks. Anyone who's interested can come and talk to me during the break.
That's great. Now, has anybody got any questions?